If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
If you thought that segment was bad, wait for the next one.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Matt Derrick, who joined us last hour, has tweeted out a picture of Izzy because Keith had tweeted asking to make sure that get like an extra sort of proof that this is a picture of Izzy from today, because we always fear that Izzy was squished many moons ago. Matt has now tweeted out the picture of Izzy next to the beginning of a chapter of a book that doesn't exist. Hashtag anything is possible is on the page. It is. I'm gonna frame this photo because it is outrageously good.
I thought it was over the Chiefs Super Bowl loss. Which also, by the way, like what was wild to me, I realized yesterday. If you had told me yesterday how long ago was the Super Bowl, I would have said like 3 weeks.
It was 6 years ago.
It feels like it was forever. Last week was the longest week, I think, of this whole pandemic world, which is crazy to think about because there have been some really long weeks.
That's true. I'm going to print this picture of Izzy and Matt's Anything Is Possible chapter off, and I'm going to hang it in our office so down the beautiful. Hall.
Wall faces?
No, I think it's gonna go over into kind of my little corner of like with that Mellinger tweet and that picture of Alex Smith.
Possible.
I think that's where it's gonna go. We can talk about.
Ooh, you know what else though I see?
No, go ahead.
I can see his tweet deck.
Oh wow!
And you can't tell what any of the tweets say, but you know a video I see.
Oh, I do see it.
I see a video of our feed.
I certainly see it. Almost Entirely Sports.
Yeah,
it's up there. I also see the picture that he tweeted of himself and Izzy. Great pictures and a segment that was worth your time. If you want to check it out. It'll be on the podcast feed sometime later on tonight. But we can't wait too long because, as the phones have indicated to me in the name section, Lil Chief Boy is how Beards McFly has put in the name of our next guest.
Why are I?
Oh, I.
Oh,
I. B-O-I. Yeah,
thank
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Beards is cultured.
I was a little worried, to be honest.
No.
I was a little worried, to be honest.
No, Lil Chief Boy.
Okay. Good job, Beards.
I feel like I enunciate different whenever it's B-O-I.
You do, but I feel like you enunciate it the right way.
Tucker D. Franklin of Arrowhead Report. Well, now it says Lil Chief Boy, B-O-I. Change it back.
Beards,
change it back.
I gave you a compliment.
Beards, change it back.
What are you doing, Beards?
I think it could even be Lil. I think it should be Lil Chief Boy, B-O-I.
It was, and then I changed it to Little.
Okay, can I introduce Tucker?
Yeah, we're good now.
Hi, Tucker.
Tucker D. Franklin of Arrowhead Report. You can follow him on Twitter, at Tucker D. Franklin. Check out a bunch of his work up on Arrowhead Report. Also, of course, the host of the Rough and the Kicker Chiefs podcast. It is fully an NFL draft podcast at this point. Lots of great stuff from him, Jordan Foote, and the other rotating cast of characters across Rough and the Kicker. Tucker, how have you enjoyed this post-Super Bowl week?
Well, I do the best thing possible, which is bottling all of my emotions and shoving them down way deep inside by talking about the NFL draft. So that's what I've been doing. I try not to really think about the Super Bowl. And I think the last time I thought about the Super Bowl was when we had our podcast on Friday.
Yeah.
Which, if you missed that conversation, you can go find it on the Roughing the Kicker podcast feed, wherever you find your podcast.
Boom.
Josh and I had about an hour of conversation about the Super Bowl, kind of rehashing those feelings and everything. Which is a healthy thing to do, I guess, instead of just bottling everything up. I don't know about that.
Listen, man. You said you've been bottling up your feelings for last week. I've been bottling up my feelings since freshman year of high school, so I feel like you've got some ground to make up still.
I've been bottling up my feelings since I was five, so.
Checkmate. Rudy wins?
I win this contest.
Congratulations, Rudy. But yeah, that's true. I was on Friday's episode of Ruffin the Kicker, and it was a fun conversation. It was a good time, as RTK always is. So you can check that out wherever you get your podcasts, and get Tucker over there. I do want to get like a serious, very early draft vibe check. To mention, we talked to Matt earlier. He thinks that there is a about a 75% chance that Sammy Watkins is back on this team next year. Thinks it's about 50-50, a little better than 50-50 that DeMarcus Robinson is back. Didn't think it was terribly likely that the Chiefs use a high draft pick or a bunch of free agent money on a wide receiver. How does that general sort of assessment from Matt Derrick make you feel at this point?
Well, Matt obviously knows a whole lot more than I do, and I'm comfortable with agreeing with him in that sense. And it honestly makes me feel a little bit better that he thinks that too. Because if you look at the market for Sammy Watkins, it's not there.
Yeah.
And the market value, I think the according to SpotTrack, was like $10 million. And I don't think anybody's going to pay that much for Sammy Watkins.
Yeah.
Especially with his recent performance in the playoffs. I think the Chiefs are really going to use their higher round draft picks and offensive linemen. And this is a good class to need an offensive lineman. It's a good class also to need an edge rusher, which is another way that they could go with their first pick and first and second round picks. Which will be interesting. I don't think the receiver comes until the later rounds. Jordan Foote and I have always talked about top 100 wanting a wide receiver, but it seems like there's more pressing issues at the moment than trying to find another wide receiver. And really, they can get a good wide receiver in round 6 or 7. There's a few guys there when you were looking at these later rounds that could be pretty salty, just like their makeup-wise, their frame, and how they've been used in college, with how they can fit into this Chiefs offense. And I really like a few of those guys down in the later rounds. And you'll have to listen to tomorrow's podcast. Jordan and I are actually doing Mock Draft 2.0
Love
on
it.
Our Wednesday episode. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow.
How many mock drafts do you think you guys are going to do by the time the draft actually gets here? Serious question.
Yeah, no, at least 12. We want to do one a week. So okay. That's the plan, is 12.
12 doesn't seem as insane as I thought it might end up at. I feel like once you get to, like, 20, you have to start really kind of asking yourself some questions. But 12 feels good. One every week feels good. And honestly, we're at the very, very beginning of kind of draft season. So if you want more of that, again, that's the focus of Roughing the Kicker from this point forward throughout the offseason. Obviously, any free agency stuff happens. I'm sure I'll hop back on again before too long because I got some sort of free agent thoughts that we'll get to, obviously, over the show probably this week. We got a lot of time to talk about a lot of things. Most importantly, what we don't have a whole lot of time in the future to talk about is the fact that today is President's Day. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. It is negative 97 degrees outside, I'm pretty sure. What do those things all have in common, friends? That we're going to do power rankings of them. I don't know why anyone else would know that, but the four of us know that. And so we're going to do power rankings with Tucker D. Franklin right now. Here's what we have on the board at this point. In the spirit of President's Day today, Valentine's Day yesterday, and the sort of circumstances that we're all living through at the moment, we've got three categories for the four of us. We have top five cold weather activities, top five romantic comedies, and top five presidents, solely ranking them based on their names. Which is a really important part of that category that I hope everyone understood. Because it's just really important.
And their political belief, though, obviously.
Yes, and then we also have top five presidents ranked by their political ideologies, top five presidents based on their most heinous acts, and top five presidents by war started under their regime.
Beards just ran out of the office for some reason. That was weird.
I actually just Beards,
terrified.
Beards, listen, as much as Beards is afraid of getting in trouble around anything political, Beards also was almost like a history teacher, so we might have gotten a little something out of him there.
True. God, could you imagine Beards teaching kids?
That's why I didn't do it.
Let's, I don't know, where do you guys want to start here? I feel pretty equally good about all three of these. I don't know what feels like the game changer to close us out. What do you want to say for last?
Cold weather is my least favorite of these.
Same.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's open with that. Then let's eat our veggies. I suppose I was thinking about saving those till last. So that's. I'm glad that we went the way we did. In fact, let's go. Beards number five. Cold weather. Is this music a little loud to anybody?
No.
No, just a smidge.
Tucker, is this music? Can you hear us? Okay.
It's a little loud.
Just a little loud, Beards. Pretty unanimous. Top five reasons that this music might be a little loud. Beards, number five, cold weather activity.
Number five, this is going to be a little controversial.
Wow.
This is weather dependent also.
It's well, what?
I'll explain why.
The category.
I,
it's cold weather,
Beards. I'll explain why. Cleaning off your car.
if it's two.
Wait, why would you like doing this?
So for
it's
me,
controversial.
So for me, sometimes, like if I know I'm going to be out there for a while, I'll just put on my headphones.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I'm warm. I'm listening to music, listen to a podcast or something. I like just very nice cleaning off your car. It's easy. If it's too cold, like now though, I'm like, get me out of here. I'm just trying to get it done as fast as I can. So that's why it's number five. I enjoy it when it's like in the third, like low 30s,
sure,
maybe a little bit in the 20s.
20s and stuff.
That's fine.
I have,
is this
past 15 though? I just want to get done as fast as can.
I have truly never hated an answer more than I hate that answer in my life.
I'm dipping my toe in the water on this one, Beards.
Okay.
If it's a layer of ice, this is a bad take. If it's the fresh powder that we've had on our cars the last couple of days, you know what I did twice in these last 2 days? I have gone outside with a big push broom. And I have push broomed off my car and Renee's car.
But why do you like doing
it? It's kind of satisfying.
Yeah,
so
that's all.
I like.
It's kind of satisfying to clean off a car with a push broom.
I like driving and watching it kind of like fly off.
Sure.
I do find that satisfying.
That is fun. But
everybody's
I'm trying to be safe here.
There is an oddly satisfying thing to brushing fresh snow off.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fair.
That's why it's number five.
I don't hate it as much anymore.
Tucker, what is your number five cold weather activity?
Power ranking things on the radio, Matt. That is a good little hobby of mine I like to do when it's cold outside.
Is Tucker a little quiet to anybody else?
He's a little quiet.
Can Tucker be a little louder?
I fixed it.
Rudy, what is your number five cold weather activity?
Finding a way to stay warm.
Very vague, but okay.
Trying to find a way to stay warm.
So it's not even finding ways to stay warm or staying warm. It's the act of trying to find those.
Because it's not always easy. Because I've just noticed in my life I'm frequently surrounded by people who like it cold. And
number
if it was
five,
up to me, my house, like, it would be 80 degrees at all times.
Number five for me is opening the door for like 2 seconds. Really following Rudy's sort of deal very closely there. I like to be reminded of what it is that I'm toasting back up from. If it's just, you know, let the dog out, you get a little whiff of cold air that whooshes into the house. It's nice for like a second, and then you go back in and you get toasty again.
You're all crazy.
Beards, number four.
Number four, watching basketball. When does basketball take place? In the winter. I love basketball.
Finals are great in the summer.
Number four. Oh, that's okay. It starts in the fall and then goes more into the winter, so I'll take it.
If we did top five
most
summer...
Most of college basketball is in the winter.
If we did top five spring activities, Beards would have watching basketball at number four there also.
Also, yeah.
Top summer activities. Basketball.
Watching basketball replays on NBA and TV.
If like, it's you know the Olympics, you know then the I'm NBA, even more into it.
You know when the NBA starts? Right at the very end of fall.
Yeah, it does.
Tucker, what is your number four cold weather activity?
I like acting like I like to drink a lot of coffee because I do like to drink coffee, but there's sometimes where I like to act like I like to drink a lot of it. So I'll go and I'll drink like two mugs full. I'm like, man, I like to drink a lot of coffee. And then the next day I don't drink any coffee.
Are you Dilbert? What are you? That's so strange. I like this category because it's gotten very strange. Rudy, number four, cold weather activity.
Laying in bed under the covers.
That's good. That's a good answer.
Solid.
By the way, Gary Lezak has just tweeted that it's still snowing. The snow will end before midnight, and then the temperatures begin to crash.
Oh, that's good.
Because it's not already. They haven't crashed yet, apparently.
Yeah, that's like somebody looking at my. That's like somebody looking at my Fidelity app and being like, "All right, GameStop's dropped a little bit, but it's really gonna crash.
It's really
this
gonna
week.
Go tomorrow."
Like, are you kidding me? Number four for me, cold weather activity: playing a video game with a controller. This is not going to work in handheld mode on the Switch. This is not going to work on PC gaming. But if you can have a controller under the blanket that you're sitting under, that right there, that's a good cold weather activity. Beards, number three.
Number three.
That's right.
Yes. This is especially good after number five, which was brushing off your car. Go inside, take a hot shower. It gets you warm. It's great.
It's great.
Perfect.
It's a good experience. That almost made my list. Didn't quite, but very close to making it.
Bath is also acceptable.
Huh.
That's weird.
Well, so now here's
haven't taken a bath in a long time.
Yeah.
But it's also an acceptable answer if you like doing that.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing now, and here's why my entire life is over, is that I've just had to envision Beards in a bath. And I just think I'm going to go walk out into the snow and
the
wait
shower
for
it to do it for you?
No, because I don't know. But shower was just like, sure, you know, people shower. Everybody showers.
Yeah.
But then I kind of, but then just.
But a bath.
The bath, yeah. just with a nice, he's got a wine glass with Coke, warm Coke.
Rubber ducky.
it's a rubber ducky wearing like a little basketball jersey with the headband.
Absolutely, yeah.
Bubbles.
A Larry
definitely,
Bird one.
Definitely bubbles just kind of like around the edges of the bath, yeah. You know.
Would you say that duck was a Larry Bird?
Did you make that joke twice because we didn't acknowledge the yeah, first time?
Absolutely.
Terrible.
Rudy, where are we?
Three.
Number three.
Are we at number three?
Yeah, number three.
Go ahead.
Watching Netflix under the covers.
Or nothing playing wrong with video that. Games. Nothing wrong with that at all. Tucker, number three. Is it thinking about beards taking a bath?
Sadly, it is not, but it's using two blankets. There's always a good one blanket cold, but then once you get to the really cold, like guys been doing the past couple nights, I'm using two blankets.
I'm not going to fully recover as a human being, I'm afraid.
Nope.
Number three for me, staring at a screen completely still. This is one above the video games. You can basically fold yourself into a little burrito.
The brain stops.
And just watch something, and you basically are hibernating at that point.
Yep.
You're just watching, you know, you're rewatching Parks and Rec or whatever. Beards, your number two, cold weather activity.
Number two, under the covers with a book.
With a book, your hands got to be up, though.
Yeah, you're reading the book.
Your hands are going to be out.
That's okay.
Okay.
The rest of you's warm.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just clarifying. Rudy, number two.
Number two would be eating or drinking something warm under the covers.
I'm going to go ahead and skip the line here real quick, Tucker. My number two, make and drink hot liquid. It's a good one. Yeah. It's just a good one.
I've seen something warm.
It's a nice little thing to do. Maybe you got a little podcast in or something.
Yeah.
And you drink it, warms you from the inside. It's nice. Tucker, what's your number two cold weather activity?
I got hanging out by the fireplace. We recently moved into this place that has a fireplace, and I tell you what, that's a nice little treat to lay down right in front of the fireplace.
Fireplace is clutch.
Yeah,
a house that I lived in college once had a fireplace, and oh boy, that winter was something special.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Yep.
Don't have a fireplace. Kind of wish I had one now.
Yeah.
Kind of jealous.
They're so great.
Beards, number one cold weather activity.
Number one, playing video games in a hoodie / pajama bottoms. Bonus points if they're super fuzzy pajamas.
So
beards is five things you can just do year round.
Yeah. That's true.
It's nothing to do with the weather.
Excuse me, both of you guys have video games on your list.
Now, beards, you did say / and not plus. Are you only playing video games in either a hoodie or pajama pants?
I'll leave that to the imagination.
I would rather you leave less to my imagination. I would like less imagination in this segment. But I've got beards now getting out of a bath and then Winnie the Poohing while he's playing video games on the couch. This sucks. This is a stupid, bad show and I hate it. Rudy, number one.
It's taking a scalding hot shower.
A shower. Like
not burns me.
A shower, like not a pervert.
And then immediately running to the heater and laying in front of the heater underneath the covers.
My number... go ahead. Sorry, Tucker. What's your number one cold weather activity?
Saving power, because apparently that's something we have to do now.
Yeah, that's... Yes. Rationing electricity like we live in Mad Max.
I saw the tweet by... Hey, Mayor Lucas, I appreciate all the things you do.
Sure.
You're great for the city.
Sure.
But I saw your tweet about unplugging space heaters, not using them to save power, and I cranked mine up to the maximum heat.
You were trying to just insulate. You're basically trying to hotbox your room.
Yes, my room,
literally.
No joke, is probably... It is approaching 80 degrees now with this heater. I keep it full heat because it's so warm.
That's too much.
And I love it so much.
This would be
it's
bad for
so
the
good.
Show, but good for our own comfort if Rudy and Beard switch chairs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because then you could make that room 85 degrees.
I make
degrees,
that room hot.
And Beards and I can crack this door open.
Yes.
Yeah. my number one cold weather activity, lay under every blanket.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'll say this again. Every single human being should own a weighted blanket.
Oh, I need a...
Get a 25-pounder. I think it's pretty much as heavy as they come.
Yeah.
No reason to get a lighter one. Because I've now bought one for Renee. I bought one for Renee
I
first, actually. Sometimes you get the double-weighted blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Day's over, but you feel great. It's wonderful. Big, fluffy blanket, weighted blanket.
Yeah.
Just lay there and soak into the bed. Or even the couch. It's great. All right, those are our top five cold weather activities. Do you guys want to celebrate President's Day or Valentine's Day first? First person who makes a
I say do President's last.
Okay, let's do top five rom-coms. Rudy, you feel very strong. So I want you to go last. You're going to be the anchor on this one. I'll go first. And then, yeah, I'll go me, then Tucker, then Beards, then Rudy. Tucker is in this chair over here that's actually just my leather jacket. Good fashion choices today, Tucker.
I love it.
Number five rom-com for me, Sleepless in Seattle. I only have four movies on this list that I have seen within the last 15 years. I vaguely remember it being on. I think my mom was watching it at some point.
Yeah.
It's got Tom Hanks in it. Seems clever. That's fine. That's all. That's my number five. Don't take that one too seriously. Tucker, number five rom-com.
I've got 50 First Dates. You know, Adam Sandler, that's a good movie.
That's a good one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has, like, amnesia or something? Or she does.
Yeah.
She did.
She keeps forgetting their first dates, and that's why it's 50 First Dates.
I've seen 20 minutes of every rom-com and four full rom-coms, I think is where I've ended up. And some of these might be genre stretches. We'll see. Beards, number five.
Number five, Bringing Up Baby. It's an old movie from, I think, 1938. It has.
I don't think the rom-com genre was invented yet.
19.
It has Cary Grant and
who is
Katharine Hepburn in it. It's about. I'll read you the description from IMDb.
1938.
While trying to secure a $1 million donation for his museum, a befuddled paleontologist is pursued by a flighty and often irritating heiress and her pet leopard, Baby. It's very funny. It's great.
I'm here for it. That's just crazy that you picked a movie that's almost 100 years old.
It's a very good movie.
Wow. What a poll. Rudy, number five.
500 Days of Summer. Zooey Deschanel is a treat. I love watching her movies / TV shows. Also, Jordan... what's his name? Levitt something. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. That's
Joseph.
It.
You got there. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
He is also in it. Very good.
I haven't seen it, but
it sounds great. It's very, very good.
I'm just reading about Bringing Up Baby now, but because Baby is a leopard?
Yes, that's correct. That's the name of the leopard.
Number four for me, it was on a list of rom-coms, so I'm going to count it. Silver Linings Playbook. It's got Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence.
It's a solid movie.
I watched it. I'm not sure I would call it a rom-com, but it was pretty good. That's what I'm working with. This genre is just not really mine. I'm not like defensive about it. I just haven't seen that many rom-coms. Tucker, number four.
I've got Tin Cup at number four. It's a sports movie. It's about golf.
Huh.
I like golf and sports. And it's also about love. What? I love me some love.
What was the name?
Tin Cup with Kevin Costner.
Man, you know it's one thing. I don't think people fully realize this because I think it gets classified as sports movies. But all of Kevin Costner's movies are also rom-coms. Like they get thrown
true.
In the sports categories. But, like, they're rom-coms.
I kind of don't like Kevin Costner.
You're anti-American,
Beards. Oh, my gosh.
Beards, what year did your number four movie come out in?
Number four. It's the first hour of Hitch. You don't need the second half. Do the first half. The first half's the good part.
Oh, my goodness.
And then just bail?
Yeah.
Okay. Is number three Hitchcock?
No.
Because that would be...
No, it is not.
Okay. Rudy.
Second part of that one.
Yeah. And then at the end, it's just Hitchcock. You've watched Hitch and then the second half of the word Hitchcock,
uh-huh.
And you just have Hitchcock again.
That's something else.
Rudy, number four?
Number four. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That's a great movie.
I've heard that one is good.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I've not seen the film.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's all around good. Mila Kunis is also a treat.
Rudy was like excited about this category.
Yeah.
So like if you're going to take anyone's suggestions, take Rudy's on this one. Cause he knows what he's talking
Forgetting
about.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall is that's one of those
Excuse
movies
me.
I can rewatch.
Beard so far has picked a movie from 90 years ago and then half a movie. I don't think you get to be indignant about that, Beard.
I picked his stuff so
if
far.
If you're listening, do not and if you take Beard's advice or let me advise to not take Beard's advice. Cause you know what you don't do? Is watch a movie with your significant other and just halfway through just turn off the TV.
Just stop it. That's such a good point.
It's like, yeah, we're done.
That's
over.
Such a good
Sorry,
point.
We're done.
Number three for me, I'll give a shared shout out to two friends of the show, Scott Chasen and Sean Collins, who both put me on to About Time. It is a rom-com in the truest sense that also involves time travel. It's a good movie. Ooh. I liked it a lot.
I have a, at the end, an honorable mention time travel movie because it's not really a rom-com, okay. But it's close.
Go ahead and just bring it in now.
Okay, Time Traveler's Wife might be the best like chick flick, and I'm using it in parentheses because that's what they used to call those movies.
Right.
I can watch the Time Traveler's Wife over and over and over and over and over and over. It's such a good movie. It's such a sad movie, too, but it's such a good movie.
Tucker, what is your number three rom-com?
10 Things I Hate About You.
That's a good one.
That's a very good movie. It's a good one. Heath Ledger is a gem of a human being, and he played a very good role in that as well. So
I honestly forgot about that movie, so it's not on my list, but that's an all-time. It's a good one.
Beards is number three.
Number three, What's Up, Doc? It's actually a remake of Bringing Up Baby. It has Ryan O'Neal and Barbara Streisand and Madeline Kahn. It's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. It's really good.
You just named one person. Beards named three people, and I know one of them.
Also, Beards has named three movies, and it's really 1.5 movies.
Yeah.
No?
No.
2.5.
No, Beards. It's 1.5 because one movie's a remake. It doesn't count. Okay, you get two movies.
There's
you
no
get,
leopard.
You get two full ones.
There's no
okay?
leopard. There's no leopard in
you
What's
get two
What's
full
the
movies.
Point of the movie?
Oh,
you
get, watch it and you,
you
see.
Get two full movies.
Is there
I'll
a
give
big
you that.
Game cat of some sort?
No.
And then I'm not interested.
I'm not going to watch it.
There's a giant car chase through San Francisco, though.
Yeah. No,
and great comedic use of a giant glass pane.
Yeah, no, I'm just good.
A giant glass
pane.
Like a pane of glass?
Yes.
Yeah. Like.
Yes.
Okay.
That's not glass.
During the car chase.
I didn't want to get up and hit the window.
You should watch it. It's very good.
I get it. And that's not happening.
Rudy, number three.
Yeah, number three, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell's fantastic.
Seems like it'd be good.
It's very funny.
Haven't seen the flick.
So great. So it was his first, like, that movie was actually specifically made for him. You know, he did.
Really?
He did, the movie with Jim Carrey where he's God, Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
And so they really like Steve Carell's part where he is the anchor man or the anchor.
Well, one's anchor man.
Not the anchor man, but you know what I mean? Where he plays the TV anchor. They thought it was such a good job that like the studio then decided like we have to make a movie for this guy. 40-Year-Old Virgin was that movie. And that's when Steve Carell obviously blew up. Was
interesting.
This movie.
Number two for me, Groundhog Day. Is it a rom-com?
Yes, it is. It was on my list initially. Yes.
Okay,
it is
I'll take it.
A rom-com.
It's a great movie. It's just great. It's just a wonderful movie that's super weird, and I appreciate that about it. So that's my number two. Tucker, number two.
That's just going to make you feel a whole lot better because I had Groundhog Day at number two as well.
Let's go! Mm-hmm.
It's a rom-com.
Whoa, hold on.
Absolutely.
Hold on. We both had Groundhog Day at number two. What is
Whoa.
This? President's Day? It is President's Day. Beards, number two.
Number two.
If it's Groundhog Day, I'm going to lose my mind.
I have to wake up tomorrow and relive this show. God help me.
It's not true. It's not Groundhog Day. Don't worry. It's True Romance. It's a movie that was written by Quentin Tarantino.
Huh.
It has, let's see, Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette in it, and a whole bunch of other different people.
But? Where's like?
There's no but. It's just a very good movie.
If there's no but, I'm not watching.
I wouldn't call it necessarily the comedy part of the romantic comedy, but it's got some funny moments.
That's the point of a rom-com.
Val Kilmer, okay, Brad Kilmer Pitt, and Christopher Walken, and Gary Oldman.
What's this movie called?
True Romance.
True Romance.
True Romance. It's really good. I got it as a blind buy. I was just like, you know what? I kind of want to see this movie. I bought it, came home, watched it, and it was very
It's a romantic
impressive.
Crime film, Beards. It's not a rom-com.
You're close enough.
It's not.
That's why it's number
two. It's literally the opposite of a rom-com.
Rudy, number two.
Number two is The Perfect Game with Kevin Costner. It's one of my all-time favorite movies. It's just a great movie.
The Perfect? Is that also a sports movie?
Yes,
then?
It is. So the movie is essentially, it is it's him. He's an older pitcher, right? And it's like one of his, it ends up being his, spoiler alert, ends up being his final start ever. He throws a perfect game, but as he's throwing the game, there are flashbacks throughout his life with the woman that he loved, but who he lost, and yeah.
Okay. It's one of the few Kevin Costner movies I like. Yep.
It's very good.
This isn't just The Rookie in a different VHS case?
No. Okay. No. It's nothing like The Rookie. Because at this point, Kevin Costner is the established. Again, this is his. He's the old veteran. He's been in the big leagues for like 20 years. And he's pitching, again, the best game he's ever had. And as he's pitching it, there are flashbacks to, you know, the various points of his life.
It's a good movie.
It's very good.
It's a good movie.
Also, I definitely could not tell the difference between Dennis Quaid and Kevin Costner if you put them in front of me right now.
I can't.
If you gave me a list of Kevin Costner and Dennis Quaid movies and said, match them to their movie, I might get none of them right. Just by pure luck, I would get 50-50. I don't think I would get any of them.
Here's your best bet with Kevin Costner is just he's done more sports movies. So if you just see a sports
movie.
But
Dennis Quaid did The Rookie.
I think he's only done The Rookie.
Who's in Field of Dreams?
What I'm saying is Kevin Costner. That's my point. Just all with Kevin Costner, just assume it's a sports movie.
Unless it's The Rookie.
And even then, just play it safe and just assume it's Kevin Costner. Just don't. You'll get that one wrong, but you get the rest right.
My number one ended up being pretty easy. It's the only movie, I guess I've seen Groundhog Day a few times. This is the one I've seen the most, though. It is certainly unique in the field of rom-coms, but I'm going to count it. I think Rudy's list has been very true to the genre. Mine has not been, but my number one is Princess Bride. Because it's just a very good
Princess
movie.
Princess Bride is a rom-com.
It's romantic and it's funny.
It's 100% a rom-com.
It's just a good movie. It holds up. Tucker, number one rom-com.
I had a tie for number one, and I felt like an injustice giving one number two, so I'm going to give two for number one.
Okay.
Because I came up with this idea, and this is my idea. Forgetting Sarah Marshall at number one, I think that is all-time good.
It is.
There's a lot of good, funny
so
scenes
good.
In it. And what was my second one? Oh, yeah, Bull Durham. It's another Kevin Costner movie, but it's for sure a rom-com. Yeah.
I told you, Kevin Costner is a lot of sports rom-coms, but people don't, they either forget or don't realize they're rom-coms. Because they're viewed as the sports, genre, but they're rom-coms. They're all about falling in love, and they have funny moments.
Mm-hmm.
Bull Durham's definitely not Dennis Quaid.
Yes, definitely not Dennis Quaid. It's Kevin Costner. Just like I said, just assume sports
That's
movie.
Just crazy
just
to me.
Assume sports movie, Kevin Costner.
I think I might have gone through the majority of my life just having them be completely interchangeable.
Yeah. I mean, it's fair. I can't argue it.
Beards, number one rom-com.
Number one, A Fish Called Wanda. This is one of my favorite movies ever.
Is that technically a rom-com?
Yes.
Let's see.
Jimmy Lee Curtis and John Cleese are in it. She's a thief that steals a whole bunch of diamonds. One of her partners gets put away, though, and he knows where they are.
It's a heist comedy, Beards.
And she's got to convince John Cleese, who's his lawyer, to get the location of the diamonds from him, and she's trying to seduce him and all this stuff. It's amazing. Kevin Kline's in it, and he does one of the best performances, or one of my favorite performances ever. He's amazing in it.
It's not a rom-com.
Yes, it is.
It's a heist comedy.
There's lipstick on a cheek in one of the promotional images. I'm willing to give it to Beards.
It's a movie that literally caused someone to laugh himself to death. He had cardiac arrest and died.
His name? Beards McFly. Spooky.
It's a heist comedy.
Rudy,
it's not funny. It's just.
I'm giving you the last word on this one, Rudy. What is your number one rom-com?
So my number one rom-com, and this probably honestly isn't necessarily the best rom-com. It's just my favorite.
Your number one.
Definitely, maybe. I'm a huge Ryan Reynolds fan. Ryan Reynolds is in it, and
It's not Kevin Costner.
Okay. No. Ryan Reynolds, superhero guy. I'm a huge Ryan Reynolds stan. And I just find the movie very good because it's basically him telling the story of his first love to his daughter and how telling his daughter about her mother, basically.
That's not that TV show about meeting the mom?
No.
With Kevin Costner?
No.
Who is it? Who stars that show?
Well, so the voice is Bob Saget. And I forget the actual actor's name. But,
And How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah. I forget the actor.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I don't think it's him.
No?
But the guy who
Harris.
I forget
the other three names.
I forget his name though. So Tucker, you can help me out here. The guy who plays in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, he's in How I Met Your Mother.
Oh yeah, I don't know the actor's name.
I always fine. Forget. I'm gonna pull them.
That's fine. We are running out of time, and we've got this one. The good news is this one is each answer here is three words max.
Jason Segel.
Yep, there it is.
He's also in Freaks and Geeks.
That's not a president's name, Rudy.
You don't know that.
It's President's Day, so we are ranking our top five U.S. presidents by their name. Strictly how their name really hits us. Is it best name, funniest name? I don't know. That's up to the ranker. We all did U.S. presidents, right?
Yes.
It's U.S. President's Day, so, okay.
Oh, that's what we were doing?
Rudy and Tucker did not confirm that that's what we were doing, so that's fine.
Well...
You think I can name presidents from other countries?
Mine is I've got King Henry the Fifth, King Henry the Sixth, King Henry.
They weren't presidents.
I know.
They were kings.
I know. And it's not Dennis Quaid. It's Kevin Costner. Blah blah blah. Number five for me is William Henry Harrison. It's regal, but you know, but his middle name is Henry. I mentioned the kings and whatnot. William is just an absolute mouthful.
For sure.
Just a good.
It's a good name.
I would feel. I don't know anything about him as a president. Is he the one that died really early on, like a month in office?
This is your strength here, Beards.
Taylor, I think.
How do you not know this?
Just like I know rom-coms, and I know that your movies were not rom-coms. You know presidents.
It makes me laugh, it's a comedy.
It's not.
He died 31 days into his term.
Which one?
Kevin Costner. Tucker, number five. Played. Number five, Tucker.
I had Benedict Cumberbatch.
No,
I misinterpreted this whole category. So I put people that I thought sounded like presidents.
That's better. No, that's better. That's so much
that's
better.
That's what makes us good is that we shouldn't be all on the same page.
100%.
We should be interpreting the categories as we feel like.
Yet you criticized my choice in romantic comedies.
Because
there's
nothing. Because the movies you picked were comedies, but they weren't romantic. They were literally the opposite.
I disagree.
Number five, Beards.
Number five, Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, it's good.
If we, you can give a quick reasoning, or we can just move on to the next one. That's totally
fine. I'm not giving any reason. I'm just saying the name.
Woodrow Wilson.
Okay, leaving it there for
you. It's a good name.
Leaving it up to the imagination.
Number five, Billy Franklin.
Oh, it's cursed.
Some say the greatest president of all time.
Number four for me, James A. Garfield. Here's the thing. His presidential portrait, his face should be covered by the famous orange cat. And that image alone makes his name my fourth favorite presidential name.
Very good.
Tucker, number four.
Marshall Bruce Mathers III.
Ooh, Eminem.
How good does that name sound?
Really good. Really good.
Better or worse than President Eminem?
Pretty much the same. President Benedict Cumberbatch. Both of them are just I think the reason they're probably not higher on the list is just they're almost too good, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost too on the nose.
Yeah, yeah.
Beards, number four.
Number four, Grover Cleveland.
It's a good name. Mm-hmm. Strong name. Mm-hmm. Rudy, number four.
Four, yeah. Will Franklin.
Number three for me is George H.W. Bush. You get two initials in there?
That's pretty solid.
Are you kidding me? You get two initials? Yeah, absolutely.
Only the cool kids got the two initials.
Just very cool initials.
I don't got two initials.
Tucker, number three.
Vin Diesel? How cool. Imagine going into a meeting with, here's President Diesel. Oh, gosh. I'm not trying to pull any funny business there.
I'm present. Hey, just a quick follow-up. If Vin Diesel's number three, where would Mark Sinclair land? Because that's Vin Diesel's real name. Did you guys know that his real name is Mark Sinclair?
No, I didn't. I'm not surprised, but I didn't.
He does not look like a Mark Sinclair. He looks like a Vin Diesel. That is upsetting. Beards, number three.
Number three, Millard Fillmore.
Good name. Just a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good presidential name.
Think it's me.
It's yeah, ready. No, I know it's
oh.
you. I didn't lose track this time. I was waiting for you to say, go ahead.
Number three, William Franklin.
Sure. Number two, Millard Fillmore. Just a good.
That's a good name.
Just a good name for a president. Just seems like a good president name. Tucker, number two.
I have H. John Benjamin because he's the voice of Bob on Bob's Burgers. But the first initial is really what gets me.
Yeah.
H. John is awesome.
It's great.
I threw him by T. Douglas Franklin.
I'm a big fan of H. John Benjamin.
He's also the voice of Archer.
Yeah.
Sterling Archer.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. I would vote for him as president. No questions asked.
Yeah, he's great.
Beards, what is your number two?
Number two?
President name.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Strong.
It's a goodie.
I found out today that his middle name... No, so his I think his first name was like Henry or something, because his initials were Hug. But then on there was some sort of error that happened somewhere along the military lines where it was listed as Ulysses S. Grant, and he just stuck with it.
Smart Hiram move. Ulysses Grant.
What is it?
Hiram.
There you go.
Also a good name.
He didn't want his initials to be Hug, so he ended up going by Ulysses S. Grant. How about that? History facts. Rudy, number two.
Number two. Did we skip Beards?
No, he just said.
He said Ulysses S. Grant. Sorry, the way you explained it, I thought it was you.
I just had a Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah, yeah. Number two, Willie Franklin.
My number one, Franklin D. Roosevelt, mostly because FDR.
It's solid.
It's solid. Different. Mm-hmm. It's better than JFK. Pretty good. Yep. Pretty good.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
FDR.
LBJ is really good.
Has power.
But FDR just. Punches you in the
has Teddy, power.
Teddy Roosevelt is a really good,
it's a good nickname,
but FDR, it's just left hook, right hook, left hook again.
There's power there.
Power in the FDR.
Can Tucker, I go last?
Tucker, sure.
No, I have to go last.
Tucker, number one.
I've got Sean P. Diddy Combs. President P. Diddy. Well, he probably changed his name by that time because he's changed his name so many times. You know, Puff Daddy, Puffy Diddy, you know, all those good names.
He but has changed his name a lot.
Yeah, a whole lot. But
I don't know what he currently goes by.
Name. I mean, the P and P. Diddy could definitely stand for president.
President Diddy.
I think
so. P. Diddy. President P. Diddy.
Well, that's the thing. Would he be President
Which
Diddy
one
or would he be
P.P.
Diddy? Beards can go last.
Okay, go ahead,
my,
number one president name.
My favorite Franklin, Tucker D. Franklin.
Wow!
Aww.
It's beautiful.
He's the president of Power Rankings.
Mm. That's,
that's my favorite president name.
It's a great point.
And also my favorite president policies. Are there some shaky tweets in his past? Sure.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Are there some cringy song lyrics on a Facebook post? You bet.
Absolutely. Do I have a gif of his him doing Juju Smith-Schuster's TikTok dance?
Yep.
Is that going to bring down his campaign? Absolutely.
But you know what?
I'm going to vote for him.
My favorite president.
When that day comes, I'm voting for him.
Still my favorite president name.
Beards, what is your number one president name?
And number one, Tricky Dick Nixon.
I like how he's the one who goes down that road.
I thought about throwing Bill Clinton's nickname in there, but I didn't do that.
The guy who gets nervous anytime you mention
anything,
he's the one who goes down that road.
You can hear Tucker talk about Chiefs stuff on the Roughing the Kicker Chiefs podcast. New episodes every single day. You can also read his work on Arrowhead Report. Follow him on Twitter at Tucker D. Franklin. The D, of course, stands for Dick. His middle name is Richard. His middle name is Richard. Is that not true? What's your middle name again?
Douglas.
Ah.
But you have a strong name. Tucker Douglas Franklin is a strong, strong name.
Tucker, you could have just gone along with it. You didn't have to be a Douglas about it. Thank you, Tucker.
You're welcome. Hey, before we go, I just want to say happy birthday to all the presidents out there.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I have a DM, no context, from Michael, just says, Dick. Long pause, justice.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Thanks again to Tucker Franklin for joining us for the Power Rankings, as he does at this point on a pretty much weekly basis. Usually it's more like an end of week thing, but it felt like today was the day to do it. We did the Valentine's Day stuff, we did the President's Day stuff. Now, Rudy, I do worry that you have some misconceptions about famous founding fathers and the fact that they were or weren't presidents, necessarily.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure I got 100% on my president's quiz in, like, third grade.
Was it 100% of them wrong?
No, I mean, that would be a 0% beard.
So let me, you know, I don't, because I really don't want to.
That's how math works.
I don't want to put you on your heels. I don't want to seem like I'm coming at you like too like aggressively or whatever. Like, so just like, what number president was Benjamin Franklin is what I would ask.
He was president number 3.
No, he was 100.
There's not 100 president's beards.
Well, so, but number 3, I'm pretty sure, was Thomas Jefferson.
That may be what the history books tell you, but
I also found out today somebody
National
had a
treasure
long,
told me otherwise.
Somebody had a long thread of like of presidential like a one tweet fact about every president.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And apparently John Quincy Adams is his name was just John Adams, but he got the nickname Quincy at some point and it just stuck. The number of our country's presidents that just kind of went pretty fast and loose with their names, like Ulysses S. Grant. Somebody, maybe it was Van Buren.
Van Buren?
I think his nickname was Old Kinderhook. Is that a golf course?
Kinderhook is a golf course,
well
yes.
Hold on. Is that also his name?
I'm looking.
Yeah, today, you have to provide like 3 forms of ID.
And to vote!
And if you changed your name even the slight, like went, had your nickname on the ballot, all votes would probably be deemed as void.
So that, Martin Van Buren was nicknamed Old Kinderhook.
And Little Van?
I don't know that one. I did not know that one.
I'm on Wikipedia. There's a nickname section for Martin Van Buren.
Yeah, Kinderhook is a golf course in Camdenton, Missouri.
The mistletoe politician.
The reason why you know it is because now that I remember, we got ads. Advertised.
Yeah,
us.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
MVB,
Old
as Kinder I call
Hook
him.
Castle.
He went by Old Kinderhook, and he would sign off letters as OK, and it helped popularize calling things OK.
I may or may not have done remote at Kinderhook.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I learned that earlier today.
I learned that today, right now.
Mentioned earlier that what's his name who died 7 minutes after swearing in?
Not Benjamin.
William Henry Harrison. People always say that like his speech was super duper long and that he died from the flu because he wouldn't wear his coat during that or whatever. You don't get sick from being cold, like a flu or a cold. He got sick after the fact. Well, it's like a virus.
I mean, anytime I get in the cold, I get sick.
Like you can get hypothermia from the cold, but like if you think about it for 2 seconds, why would like let's pretend that there was like a virus that was like super well known right now. You standing
Never
in the cold doesn't make you more likely to catch COVID on the balcony. But we get like flu season and stuff because people are more indoors, more close together more often, and so apparently that's why transmission goes up.
So you're saying I should stay inside where it's warm because being out in the cold is terrible.
I'm just saying that you're not going to get a cold from being cold.
That's fine. I'd rather get the flu and be warm.
That's, yeah, I believe that to be true. You got to just pick your poison, I guess. I don't know.
I'll pick the flu.
And you'll pick the flu and warmth.
Poison doesn't sound fun.
Sounds better than the cold.
Neither does watching a movie from 1928 or whatever.
It's
not a romantic comedy.
It's a very good movie. Yes, it is.
Sorry, 38. Much more modern flick. Thanks to Matt Derrick and Tucker Franklin for joining us. We'll do it all again tomorrow, 8 to 11 tomorrow. We'll talk to Seth Kaiser. Oh, I have a Pokemon thing.
Oh, yeah, you had a joke.
Yeah, Slowpoke. Bye, Mom.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.